Aunt Dan's Prologue. The man waited behind the thick plastic construction drape, letting the shadows hide him. Cool air flowed through the open fourth-floor window and licked at the drape. The plastic rippled with circulating construction dust and paint fumes. A young woman stepped toward him from the far end of the long hallway. Her steps tapped, then stopped, then tapped again as she passed each wooden doorframe. A tingle of anticipation ran up the man's spine. It will not be long now. Hello, Rebecca called. He smiled, knowing the deepening shadows made him invisible to her. He would play with her a little bit first to see how much courage she had. Where are you? Her footsteps, which had been clicking closer on the newly refinished walnut floor, stopped. Okay, no more games. I'm going back downstairs. You're freaking me out. His heartbeat quickened. She's not going to be a pushover. A sound like low thunder rumbled along the highway as the construction drapes caught the moving air. I'm out of here, she shouted. Her footsteps clomped away. Rebecca, he called. He tried to stifle the sneeze building up in his sinuses from construction dust. Ashoo! Her footfalls stopped. Rebecca, he called, louder this time. Back here. Where are you? Let me see you. Her strong voice quivered. I'm here. He took a step out from behind the drape, but still stood halfway in the shadows. She squinted in his direction and walked closer.